this evening by way of invitation. And one of the things you may have picked up on in some of the scriptures, some of the songs that were led tonight is really noting the assurances that we have in Jesus and the reasons that have brought us to Him, and basically the idea that He has kept all of His promises to us, the importance of us keeping our promises. I've spent the past year for work, I've done a lot of traveling, a lot of flying, and one of the things I've really come to enjoy are the in-flight magazines. And I think there's some good information there. It's a good way to pass the time, and I like reading about the different cities and things like that. But there was one particular article that caught my mind, caught my eye a couple months ago, and I want to share that with you and make some application to it. And it's about a 28-year-old named Alex Sheen, and he's the founder of a nonprofit called Because I Said I Would, and it's dedicated to, according to him, bettering humanity through the power of a promise. The story is basically that his father was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2011 and passed away in 2012. His father was 55 years old. And for Alex, he was working for a software company at the time. He went to the office the very next day to kind of take his mind off of it, hoping to kind of distract himself. And instead, he spent the day thinking about his father. And he repeatedly kept coming back to memories of his father getting angry. And it suddenly occurred to him what routinely set his father off were people who failed to make good on their word. And for him, that was sort of like an epiphany. He recalls about Alex that when he was younger, how he was less than reliable himself. He gave examples of in college how he failed to pay the tuition on time, even after Dad had already deposited the money in the bank account. He failed to kind of follow through with that. And says he was upset with me because he didn't do that kind of thing. He did not show up when he said he would. He did not pay his bills. And so Alex has said he spent a full hour trying to recall a single promise that his father had failed to keep. And so kind of coming up empty trying to do that, you know, he said, if you can't think of a single thing, then that's the lesson that his dad was trying to teach to him. And so that night, he went online and basically, with a few photos of himself, his father, and he went on to Facebook and created an open group called Because I Said I Would. The original post that he put on there asked the friends and the family, all the ones that had been offering condolences during his father's funeral, he asked them to do something in memory of his dad. He said, take a little promise in your life and keep it. And he even stressed the little promise. And so he came up with the notion then of passing out business cards with the words, because I said I would, very nondescript at the bottom of a white business card. And the premise was simple. Write a promise on a card. You know, for example, I will clean the garage. I will donate blood. I will not hit the snooze button for a week. These could be very everyday type of things. And then give it to another person. And then get the card back after the promise is fulfilled. And so this really grew dramatically. And now his company has kind of expanded a little bit. And they ship these cards. They get requests for these cards. And they ship them to, I think now it was up to 48 different countries. Both for just really for people use these cards to remember the importance of their word, what it means when they say they're going to do something, both big and small. On September 3rd, actually, this past year, he posted a video with a very sensational title. And the title of that video was, I Killed a Man. And in less than 10 days, it had racked up, obviously, quite a number of views from people really interested to see that kind of sensational title there. And the video opens on a face, but it's very pixelated, so you can't really make out who it is. And the voice is distorted. But he admits to driving while under the influence of alcohol. And about halfway through this three-minute video, the pixels kind of vanish, and the voice becomes clear. And he says, my name is Matthew Cordell. And he says, on June 22nd, 2013, I hit and killed Vincent Canzani. So this is basically an admission of guilt about this subject. So this video will act as my confession. And a few seconds later, he holds up a promise card that reads, I will take full responsibility for what I've done. And he did, and he was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison. But it really strikes at us the importance of what our word means to us and what it means to others that receive that promise from us. We live in a society that, according to Alex, is too eager to please and too quick to promise. And I really think that our sense of conviction, our importance of how much we value what we say we're going to do, that's a learned behavior. We take note from a very early age how those around us value their own commitments for doing what they say they'll do. As children, we notice that from our parents when they tell us they're going to do something, and do they follow up with it? How much do they value their word? And it's one that we need to practice constantly for it to really become second nature for us. And the opposite is also true. If we fail to put a premium on the promises that we make, they become unreliable, and so do we. And I don't really think that reflects a Christian life very well. The only thing that we truly have control over is ourselves. And while you don't have to be a Christian to be someone who keeps their word, I think if you are a Christian, you can't be the type of Christian that Christ expects of us if we don't keep our word. And so, those of us tonight that have already obeyed the gospel, that are Christians, most likely we've chosen to follow Christ because of the promises that he made to us, because of the promises we read about in the Bible. We read about his love in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We read about the provisions that are made for us. Philippians 4:19, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." We read about the promise of victory over death. John 10:27-28, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." We read about promises of hope and reward in Revelation 2:10. "Be faithful until death, and I will give thee a crown of life." So, in conclusion, I think really we need to examine all the times that we say we are going to do something. Think about it on an everyday basis. And it doesn't have to start with the words, "I promise to do this." When you tell somebody you're going to do it, that's a promise you've made. Kids, that counts for you too. Things that you say to your parents that you're going to do, that's a promise that you've made. It could be anything. It could be paying our bills on time. It could be telling your boss you're going to have something done, telling your teacher you're going to have something done by a certain date or do it a certain way, telling your kids you'll play with them when you get home or when you've said, "Hey, we'll make time to do this," telling your wife you'll take out the trash. And all of a sudden, this has become autobiographical. We're all forming habits one way or another, not by the promise itself, but by the fulfillment of those promises or the lack thereof, and others take notice. So tonight, if you're not a Christian, those promises that we talked about, those promises that we read in the Scripture, they're available to you too. We read John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." You're all part of that world. We're all part of that world that he's talking about. But also, if you go on to read verses 17 and 18, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." So God gives us also his own promises, both what will happen for those that believe and those who do not believe. So this evening, if we can assist you in dedicating your life to Christ, committing to his principles, and by washing away your sins through baptism as